And now a word from a man who claims he can forecast the weather simply by looking at the sky, studying meteorological charts, and taking barograph readings.
Good evening.
Now, is this a gift you were born with?
No. I went to meteorological college when I was 16. I spent 4 years there and then started work at the meteorological office where I've been for the last 20 years.
I see, yes. And just by that, you can tell what the weather will be like in 2 or 3 days ahead?
Well, I also study the current isometric charts, and the new weather satellites are a great help.
And I suppose these satellites whiz around the world, sending messages back to Earth, which tell us what the weather's going to be like.
Oh, yes.
But don't you find that a lot of people are going to say this is just a lot of old wives' tales?
Well, no, we can be fairly accurate.
I mean, isn't it just like people who say that if you get a couple of jet engines and some wings, you can fly?
Yes, well, I suppose it is.
Well, maybe one day when we're all flying around in the air, you'll be able to use your charts and weather satellites to make sure it's nice weather for us.
Well, that's one of our main functions, aviation meteorology, yes.
I see. Well, thank you, sorry, Mr. Tyndale, who claims he can tell what the weather's going to be like by meteorology.
Do I go out this one?
Our next guest on Stranger Than Fiction has with him a small mechanism with a tube at one end called, strangely enough, a barrel. And attached to this is a small curved piece of metal which is worked by the finger. And if pressed, can, and this is the really amazing claim, make a small round piece of metal fly out of this barrel and into the air. Mr. Tappitt, it certainly looks ingenious. What do you call it?
It's a clock.
And how does it work?
Well, you put it down by the skirting board near, but not too near the mouse hole. And when the mouse pops its head out, the mechanism comes down like that. And there you have a reading light.